Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I had people make fun of me because of this intro, so you better appreciate me saying it. Yeah, I like my intro. It comes without music and any special effects, but I do like it because it captures the essence of what this is about. I welcome you to an experience of my thoughts. And this is the... Or this used to be the bliss point of podcasts when I had more salt in me. Nowadays, it's actually more focused on the sweet things. Yeah, but this episode is called You Are Ready for a particular reason. I am recording this because I'm not ready. This is completely spontaneous. I've jotted down maybe 2 points that I want to talk about, and that's about it. So I wanted to do this spontaneously because I think it captures the essence of what this is about. Because we oftentimes wait for the perfect moment to come, and it never comes. Because this waiting for perfection mindset is actually deceiving us. We think circumstances have to be better, or we have to have this feeling of readiness inside of our hearts. And I think... that waiting for that, it could take months, it could take years. And the best thing that we can do for ourselves to create clarity on what we want and how we want to execute it is by actually doing something, taking action and taking it from there. And I'm talking to myself here as well. I'm not perfect at all when it comes to this. In fact, I struggle with, you know, just taking action. But every single time I've done this, I had this feeling of liberation inside of my heart, and I think art and creativity are great ways to practice that in a safe environment, because if you buy a blank canvas and you want to paint something very specific and it doesn't work out, you've still taken action, you've still learned something from the process, and the next time you try, you're going to be better. And I think that's a wonderful example for how this works in real life, even in other situations that have nothing to do with creating. So I think actually that making art is a wonderful safe space for everyone. That's not to say you should absolutely create something. If that's not your jam, then that's totally fine. But pick an area in your life, like exercise or eating better or whatever it is, that you have sort of secretly been waiting for the perfect moment to start with, because if you face it head on, it's gonna get easier. This episode is definitely somewhat of a pep talk for myself. As I've said, I'm struggling with taking massive action, you know, really action that is visible. Sometimes a tiny step in the right direction is all we need. Like when I started working out again, it was a tiny step. It was not a 5-hour workout with a super long run and bike ride and lifting weights in between. It was really probably a 10 to 15 minute workout that wasn't overwhelming. So I'm not saying this from a perspective of someone who has the truth and who has been to the other side and knows it's amazing, but I've noticed it with small things in my life, that whenever I've taken action without feeling ready, I was still ready. I was so ready to do it, and it went well, and I had a good feeling about it. So this is really my advice to you and to myself. Just do it. You are ready. Make your dreams a reality by taking action, and you'll be all set. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Feel free to subscribe to my podcast and to rate it wherever you're listening. And yeah, I will catch you next Thursday. Stay tuned. Bye.